Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mitzvah HaNisrofim. How did Beth Din carry out a Mitzvah Srefa? Hayu Mishakin Oso Bazevel Ad Arkuboso. They would have the person who is Chayav Srefa step into Zevel, into Tsoa, up to his knees. That way he cannot move around freely. Benosnin Sudar Kasha Lito Haraka. They would then wrap a hard kerchief into a soft kerchief, Vikorech Al Tzavaro. They would wrap it around his neck. They needed a hard kerchief in order that they can force his mouth open, but they wrapped it into a soft kerchief so that the hard kerchief would not wound his neck. Zem Moshech Etzlo, Vizem Moshech Etzlo, Achiposeach Et Piv. One aide would pull the kerchief from one side, and the other aide would pull the kerchief from the other side until his mouth is forced to open. Umadlik Et Apsila. A piece of lead would be ignited, Vizarka Letoch Piv. The lead would be thrown into his open mouth, the yoredeth letoch meah, the hot lead would go into his stomach, the chomeres es pnei meah, it would burn out his inside. As the mitzvah srefa is to burn out his inside, not his guf. The reason for this is we learn it out from the mitzvah pnei Aaron Nadav v'Avihu, who entered the Kodesh Kedoshim on the eighth day of the Miluim, and they were burnt, and their insides were burnt, their guf was intact, so too by mitzvah srefa, the guf would be intact, we would burn out only the insides. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Aku imeis biyadam, lo hayu mekaimin bo mitzvah srefa. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a good idea to wrap a kerchief around his neck, as if he would die from choking. If we pull the kerchief too hard, then they would not be mekaimin the mitzvah of srefa. Ela poschin es piv bitzeves shalo bitovaso. Instead, they would open his mouth with a thong against his will. Umadlik es apsila. They would ignite the lead. The zarka letoch pid. The hot lead would be thrown into his mouth. The yoredes letoch meav. It would go into his stomach. The chomeret es pnei meav. It would burn out his insides. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok. Maisa bebas kohen achas shezinsa. Vehikifuha chavileis moros usorfuha. Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok said there was a story of a bas kohen who was nitarsa and she was mizana, and a bas kohen who is mizana is chayav srefa, and they didn't burn out of her insides. Instead, they surrounded her with vines and they burnt her guf. Amrulo, the chachamim responded, mipnei shelo hayabetin shel oisa shah baki. The reason why they burnt her guf instead of her inside is because the betin at that time were not expert dayanim. Instead, they listen to the stukim. The stukim take everything that is mentioned in the pasuk in the most literal sense. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Mitzvah Hanerugim. How does Beis Din carry out Mitzvah Hered? Hayu matizin es rosho b'sayev, kiderech shahamalchus osa. The way they would do it is they would cut off his head with a sword, just like the kingdom does when somebody is chayev misa to the malchus. This is how they would kill him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer nivo huzeh. Rabbi Yehuda said this is a disgraceful way to kill him, to cut off his head while he is standing up. Ela manichin es rosho ala sadin v'koitzet bakoifet. Instead, they would place his head on a tree stump and cut off his head with an axe. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to him, ein misa menuvelet mizu. This is the most disgraceful way to kill somebody, to chop off his head with an axe. Now, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the way he said they should kill him by an axe is a very disgraceful way to kill him. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Chachamim is because since the Malchus kills people with a sayim, and the Torah says, Ubechuku sayim lo telecha, we should not follow the ways of the Goyim, so therefore we cannot kill somebody with a sayim, even though this is a nicer way to kill him. While the Chachamim holds, since the Torah says, Nakom ninakim, that we should kill somebody with nekima, and the kima is referring to a sword, as the pasuk says, "Cherev no kemeth nekam bris," that we should kill him with a sword. So this is the way we carry out the mitzvah, since the Torah says to do it in this way. We are not being over on v'chukuseyam lo telechu. Mitzvah hanechnokim. How does Beis Din carry out mitzvah chenek? Hayu meshaken oso bezevo ad arkuboso. They would have the person who is chayav mitzvah step into zevo and to tzoa up to his knees. Venosin Sudar Kasha Lato Haraka. They would wrap a hard kerchief into a soft kerchief. the korek al tzavaro, it would be wrapped around his neck, zem moshef etzlo, the zem moshef etzlo, one aide would pull the kerchief from one side, and the other aide would pull the kerchief from the other side, ad tenafsho yotza, until he died.